all die.
This is fun.
But the goal isn't to live forever, but to create something that will.
Two, three, four.
Here we go.
Infinite lives. We got infinite lives. Never say never. We're gonna live forever.
Uh-huh.
Infinite lives.
I'ma disagree, cause you can live forever and forever doesn't cease. Live through your creations and the people that you teach. So I live through my music eternally through the beats. First email says I'm digging that verse. The next four emails, I'm missing that merch. You can't take it with you, and so I never intended to. For my last interview, this is the gift I'm sending you.
Never gonna die.
Live forever through the songs you compose. Experiences you share, the highs and the lows. Experimentation with the flows, cause God knows. She learned more about life from Pox, Pox's works than she ever could have gotten in church. Is that wrong? Living for that song? Learning from that lyric and steering others from wrong? We living off love, never needing a meal. Full from the enlightenment and warmth that we feel, yeah. Overflow of emotion from chilling, chasing the girls, to floating over the ocean and maybe changing the world. First two emails like, hey, that's tight. Next few emails, you changed my life. Even if I inspire and people call it untimely, all you gotta do is rewind me, cause I've got
infinite lives. We got infinite lives. Never say never. We're gonna live forever. Infinite lives.
Live once, well I beg to differ, cause you can live forever through the feelings you deliver. From the first raindrop to the rush of a mighty river, I give you the bigger picture, glitcher and leave a fissure. Open and full of hope and it's smoldering like a coaching. But seeing with caution will never fill your garden pardon. Everybody who got it and left my memory clouded, I decided instead of complaining I'd do something about it. Forever's not a time, it's a place of a state of mind. No, they never gave me mine, I elected to stay behind. There's deeds I need done, pages I haven't filled, places I haven't been through, mistakes I haven't killed, lives I haven't touched, and words I need to say. Tell me who needs forever when our forever's today. If I die, it's right on time, it's meant to be this way. Now tell me who needs forever, our forever's today. Come on.
Infinite lives, we got infinite lives. Never say never, we're gonna live forever. Infinite lives.
Radio. It's your favorite friendly neighborhood figment of your imagination. The Giant, and I am actually talking this week. A headset, and I'm hiding in my room so my roommates don't get confused. Who the hell are you talking to? The internet. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking to the internet.
It's been here living in Burbank, see, but it's a little bit sweeter when you're little old me. Got a little bit of magic, but my name ain't Juan. Got you under my spell, but I spell everything wrong. M to the A to the G, I, C, plus me makes shenanigans constantly. But it's up to the herb to the I to the A, so all that means is that your mailbox might go away. Might pull a rabbit out of your pants, might make a jungle out of your plants. If I see a sexy muggle babe coming down the way, I might turn invisible and check her out, okay? I say invisible, but sometimes I get lazy, and you'll just see mutton chops floating there all crazy. Wait till you see all the things I can do, and I'm magically delicious like a purple horseshoe. Saying magic words is like busting rhymes. I'll press to digitate some dang good times. I'll put on a scarf and some fancy pants robes. I'll use Fire 3 and make the whole place explode. Use Oculus or Paro, and then you'll see that I'll use this magic ring and dance, please. I'm dancing on the ceiling as I shake and shimmy. They call me Mr. Wizard and I need another Timmy. Casting spells on everyone I see is magic. All the witches hanging out with me is magic. You can see there's nothing up my sleeve. It's magic. Living that wizard life. Can I have a volunteer? It's magic. Who make your dollar disappear? It's magic. I'm apparating out of here. It's magic. Living that wizard life. I'm a sorcerer, yes, of course-er. And I'm riding on a broom, not a horse-er. Stocking up on potions, I endorse-er. I never ever have to use the force-er. The ladies call me Kyle the Conjurer. I'll perform enchantments to a stonjurer. Y'all know who I am, I'm not a nonjurer. I have 718 Pokemonjurer. I use my iPad without touching the screen. My writer says there's only red every flavor beans. I arrive on my dragon and I make the scene. I hatched her myself, her name is Christine. I chew with Magic Ranger when I go to Japan. I chew with Rincewind, he's a funny little man. I chew with Glover when I go to Sean Doom. When I want to chill alone, I fly to the moon. Saying magic words is like busting rhymes. I'll press to digitate some dang good times. I'll put on a scarf and some fancy pants robes. Then I'll use Fire 3 and make the whole place explode. Use Oculus Apparo and then you'll see. Then I'll use this magic ring and dance, please. I'm dancing on the ceiling as I shake and shimmy. They call me Mr. Wizard. And I need another Timmy. Casting spells on everyone I see is magic. All the witches hanging out with me is magic. You can see there's nothing up my sleeve is magic. Living that wizard life. Can I have a volunteer? It's magic. Who make your dollar disappear? It's magic. I'm apparating out of here. It's magic. Living that wizard life. Some folks say that my life is success. They don't like that my powers led to my success. Well, I worked my magic butt off to get to this point, cause I went to Frogwarts and I rocked that joint. I don't suffer player haters in my magical life. You're gonna hang with this mage if you don't cause me strife. Best get out of my grill, best not give me the biz, cause you know that nobody can beat the whiz. Casting spells on everyone I see is magic. All the witches hanging out with me is magic. Y'all can see there's nothing up my sleeve is magic. Living that wizard life. Can I have a volunteer? It's magic. Who make your dollar disappear? It's magic. I'm apparating out of here. It's magic. Living that wizard life. Casting spells on everyone I see is magic. All the witches hanging out with me is magic. You can see there's nothing up my sleeve. It's magic. Living that wizard life. Can I have a volunteer? It's magic. Who make your dollar disappear? It's magic. I'm apparating out of here. It's magic. Living that wizard life. Living that wizard life.
Two fingers to reach to the one-eyed man. Three steps to heaven in the back of the van. It takes 2 days to get a hole in one. 5 minutes to learn how to get on the ground.
What the heck is this? Okay, well.
Three loose and my hands full of ice. Wi-Fi low, that's 9 out of 10. Mom's not bad for the 1,200 men. Three dimensions, one's gone to the mic.
Oh, I didn't mute the mic, good.
Hell of a bump. Unlucky 13, and you got 4. With 9 lives and it comes back for more. Cause the bearded lady is really a man. I'm the fox hunter, catch me if you can. Like a drop in the ocean, I like to see. You see my twin brother, he's just like me. I'm rising into deep space 9, 1 minute past 11, but I ain't got the time. 50 ways to leave your lover, I only know 50. Get the suit comes wrong, I'm myself and me. 747 is 20,000 feet. 7 senses on, I let you drop me off at feet. 20,000 leagues, but where have they gone? Under the sea, away from the sun. Cause the bearded lady is really a man. I'm the fox hunter, catch me if you can. Like a drop in the ocean, I like to see. You see my toony brother, he just like me. It's the bearded lady, he's really a man. I'm the fox trying to catch it if you can. Like a duck in the ocean, I like to see. You see my toony brother, he just like me. It's the bearded lady, he's really a man. I'm the fox trying to catch it if you can. Like a duck in the ocean, I like to see. You see my toony brother, he just like me. It's the bearded lady, is really a man. I'm the fox hunt to catch me if you can. Like a drop in the ocean, I like to see. If you see my twin brother, he's just like me.
Seriously, I had forgotten how weird that one was. Huh. Some crazy stuff right there. I don't know what I would think if I was hearing that for the first time. Sorry.
Rise and shine, the alarm clock says. Big old stretch and roll out of bed. Coffee and eggs, cause you know you should. Take it all in because life is so good.
Grab my mask and grab my gloves. Grab my smock and grab my scrubs. Ginormous grin across my face. It's gonna be a good damn day. All the girls come to see me, tender, innocent, and sweet. They disrobe, sit in my chair, with their legs spread in the air. I can't believe that they pay me for a job I gladly do for free. Seen every color, shape, and hue, from Arby's beef to Big Lean Chew. Love to see them close and from afar. Love to see them floating in a jar. I'm the best doctor that's alive, cause half those who visit me survive. Survive. Unexpecting the expected will bring out the child in you. Unexpecting the expected, in with the old, out with the new. Unexpecting the expected, bring your mother and your sister too, cause I suck. No kicks downstairs or vodka shots, coat hangers or belly flops. No plan B or C or D, it's just you and me, baby. I do my part for this great nation, to control overpopulation. It's probably best that you don't look. Take a deep breath, here comes the hook. I'm so glad that they chose me to be their secret vigilante. Future hopes and dreams will leave her. Guess I'm just an over-retriever. Of course there's counseling in the rear, with the option to take a souvenir. Plus there's no chance of a scar, and that's not sauce in a Prego jar. Prego jar. Unexpecting the expected, no prices could ever beat us. Unexpecting the expected, you'll be happy to defeat us. Unexpecting the expected, stop on in to meet us, cause we suck. Got a skip in my step and the birds are a-singing. Who thought sucking it up would be so appealing? Dancing and skipping and playing in the sun. Who thought scraping a rape could be so much? Gosh darn fun.
Unexpecting
So that was not the first time I heard that one, but it's the first time I realized what it was actually about. Wow. That's messed up. About something funnier? Well, me anyway.
Laws, you're on in 10 minutes. You ready?
I guess, but I still gotta write some lyrics.
Alright, just remember, it's crunk night.
In that case, I guess it won't be a problem.
This popular subgenre is brought to you by Materialism. We'd like to thank Bentley, Alizé, Champagne, and Sean John Clothing. We'd like to thank the record industry for marketing hip-hop stereotypes to 12-year-olds and a pop culture that unquestioningly consumes vapid, superficial entertainment.
Yeah! Phrase about my gun.
What?
Rhyme about my loot.
What?
Phrase about these haters I sometimes have to shoot. Rhyme about my clothes.
What?
Cops in my hometown.
Carmel Valley.
Lyrics that say nothing, cause that's how we get down.
Yeah!
Phrase about my clique.
What?
Don't step to me, punk.
What?
Gratuitous rhyme about keeping it crunk.
Yeah!
Big ups to our genre, we do it our own way.
What?
It's just too bad our songs don't have anything to say.
Yeah!
Generic crunk rap.
What?
Generic crunk rap.
Yeah!
Generic crunk rap.
What?
We don't mess around. Generic crunk rap.
Yeah!
Generic crunk rap.
What?
Generic crunk rap.
Yeah!
You like our dirty sound.
Yeah!
Buy cars.
Get pro.
Take shots.
Get pro.
Have sex.
Get pro.
Spend money.
Get pro.
Buy cars.
Get pro.
Take shots.
Get pro.
Have sex.
Get pro.
Spend money.
Get pro.
Phrase about my car.
Volvo.
Rhyme about my crew.
What?
Rap about how much more crunk I am than you. Rhyme about my rims. Rhyme about my bling.
What?
Chorus where I scream, cause I don't know how to sing. Rhyme supporting guns and also drinking 40s. Misogynist, rhyme about banging lots of shorties. Rhyme about my dough and then some made up lyrics. Get off the gas, you swinger. Check the deuce, yo, Sabir it. Generic crunk rap.
What?
Generic crunk rap.
Yeah.
Generic crunk rap.
What?
We don't mess around. Generic crunk rap.
Yeah.
Generic crunk rap.
What?
Generic crunk rap.
Yeah.
You like our dirty sound.
Yeah.
Buy clothes.
Get pro.
Hennessy.
Get pro.
Escalades.
Get pro.
Spend money.
Get pro.
Buy cars.
Get pro.
Take shots.
Get pro.
Have sex.
Get pro.
Spend money.
Get pro.
Grandmaster Flash.
I'm sorry, but we're killing hip hop.
KRS.
I'm sorry, but we're killing hip hop.
Run DMC.
I'm sorry, but we're killing hip hop.
But who can argue with the charts when we're sitting at the top? Rakim.
I'm sorry, but we're killing hip hop.
Chuck D.
I'm sorry, but we're killing hip hop.
De La Soul.
I'm sorry, but we're killing hip hop.
And we're making so much money that we ain't about to stop. Coca Cola.
Get pro.
Nike.
Get pro.
McDonald's.
Get pro.
Disney.
Get pro.
Fox Network.
Get pro.
Armani.
Get pro.
Gap Clothing.
Get pro.
Mercedes.
Get pro.
DKNY.
Get pro.
Cabassier.
Get pro.
Prada.
Get pro.
Walmart.
Get pro.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Get pro.
Ralph Lauren.
Get pro.
G-Unit Sneakers.
Get pro.
Louis Vuitton.
Get pro.
What?
I'm just playing Little John. You know I love you.
I'm giant, I'm strong and the mutant of the town. You know that I'm near when a building tumbles down. But smashing and bashing has never been my goal. Cause really, deep down I got the music in my soul. I'm the Hulk and I just wanna play the ukulele. Oh, but I soak when the others tell me that I'm crazy. Oh, Spider-Man says that I can't, cause my hands will crush it flat. I'm the Hulk and I just wanna play the ukulele. So I got up the nerve and went to the music store, and they told me they'd bill me for that broken door. I tried playing one and it was going pretty bad. And expensive objects don't like me when I'm mad. What started as hoax roam devolved into hoax smash. I offered some lab coats because I had no cash. At that point, I felt like my music dream was done. And for once in my life, I felt like the puny one. I'm the Hulk, and I just wanna play the ukulele. Oh, but I soak when the others tell me that I'm crazy. Oh, Wolverine says that I can't, 'cause my hands will crush it flat. I'm the Hulk, and I just wanna play the ukulele. I clear the pools when I swim. I wreck the stage when I dance. I got a lifetime ban from football, and I ripped all my leather pants. But still I marvel at the ukulele, looking for a sign. And I know I have a song in me that's gonna smash your mind. And I'm angry and I scream, and it makes me feel so green. Then one day I woke up, and much to my surprise, there was a giant ukulele right before my eyes, with chrome-plated strings and a can of super glue, along with a banner that said to Hulk love Bruce. Now I play through the day and I play into the night, and I play for the army whenever they stop by. So make sure you're watching when my first concert's shown, 'cause I'm the most smashing ukulele player ever known. I'm the Hulk, and I just wanna play the ukulele. Oh, but I soak when the others tell me that I'm crazy. Oh, don't tell me that I can, or my hands will crush you flat. I'm the Hulk, and I just wanna play the ukulele.
Because that's just kind of how we operate all the time.
We got Scooter Picnic in the place to be, y'all.
Yeah, we do. TV's K in the place to be. Y'all don't even know how puff I'd
be. And me, Insane Ian B, representing for the East Side.
Oh, sounds weird when you say that. It's our obligation to do this song, because we want you all to know that there's nothing wrong when you're at the con and you're feeling withdrawn. Then you see us on the stage like two Don Juans. Pimpin' it smoother than Pepe the Prawn. Till the break of dawn, we got it going on. Bustin' rhymes faster all night long than the light circles in the game grid.
Troubles. Now, what is the media perpetuates? Is that just dorky guys who can't get dates? That fully populate every last convention, but there's one gender that they fail to mention.
Nice ladies!
We're talking about you. It's time to show them all what you can do. Just like Starfleet, it's your sworn duty. So come on, fangirls,
shake that booty.
Shake that booty.
Fangirls, shake that booty.
Put that cookie down.
Shake that booty.
Fangirls, shake that booty.
Get to the chopper.
Shake that booty.
Fangirls, shake that booty.
All night long.
Shake that booty.
Fangirls, shake that booty.
You know it, you know it.
I like a body that's a culmination of 8 hours a day of weification with vibration and a thorough appreciation of the ideals set forth by the Federation. Some guys go to clubs, but I would rather check out Las Chicas when the fans gather. They're cosplaying, so I'm staying to see everything that they're displaying. I'm saying, my anaconda don't want none.
Unless what?
Unless she got the Princess Leia buns or a slave girl outfit from RDJ. I catch her on the back and will make my day. Booty, not pirate treasure. Just the thing that gives us fanboy pleasure. So turn around, stick it out, 'cause even mundane's got the shout.
Now,
yes!
Booty's great, don't get me wrong, but there's a couple of things I like to say in this song. 'Cause all us guy fans want to get our hands on a set of those big round
memory glands.
Plus every con, they're showing them off. From the Klingon chicks to Lara Croft. On every chest, we see every breast, and they might as well call this cleavage fest. And if yours is small, you can always force it. Hit the dealer's room, buy yourself a corset. Spring it on, pat pat. Now I see him pretty soon, I'm stiffer than a mausoleum.
Ew.
We're pathetic, true, but what are we to do? We ain't never get laid, but we sure enjoy the view. Want more? I know the score. I'm Guest of Honor Boob Con 2004.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
Back it up now.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
Reference.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
Oh yeah.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
Kick it in the grill, Kyle.
Smoke. small, white or tan, you gotta shake it just like I know you can. Then I'll squeeze it like an accordion. Why's that?
Cause that's the sign of a true D fan!
Japan and the anime fans, a nice one, asked me to her room and I didn't think twice, didn't bat an eye. My hand was high in her thigh, then sweating like McFly when she put on Sentai. I saw Gabutira and other things I can't mention. Off the hook with a sequence, pinching. She was kawaii, there was no doubt. Much better than any other Sailor Scout. My future seemed brighter, turned out she was a biter and more limber than Chun-Li for Street Fighter. I wasn't sure why, but my pants felt tighter, but I was sure it would be an all-nighter.
One time at a masquerade, having fun, I saw a girl dressed as a dominatrix nun. With a habit and a witch, she was oh so vicious. How would you describe it, Kyle?
Sacrilicious.
Blasphemy! Like the life of Brian, I got freaky with a furry dressed up as a lion. And some think goth chicks are terrifying. Not me, my devotion to them is undying. The girls were eyeing, hey babe, we're just trying to get some things lined. Don't leave me here crying. Your green save girl sent from Orion. We're gonna throw a party bigger than the one in Zion. The theme underlying, your affections I'm buying. Then check my merch table, soon you'll be buying. It's true, I'm not lying, you're so damn fine. Just like Jerry Ryan and 7 and 9.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
Go on, John.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
Donuts.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
Give me some sugar, baby.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
Turbo lift, take me to the bridge. Oh, yeah. Alright, this one goes out to the Buffy shippers in the house. Here's a fanfic from our brother from another mother, the man who wrote it, the great Luke Ski. Now sit right back and you'll hear a tale about the time I went down to Sunnydale. I walked right up to the mouth of hell, and soon all the ladies were under my spell. I made Anya sing, just a little off-key, but soon I found myself in harmony. Willow and Tara looked at me and smiled, and then the three of us got wicka 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 wild. Gave Cordelia a beautiful vision, then I knocked poor Fred into another dimension. Drew now called me her real big bat, and only Darwin knows that I'm kind of real bad. I had a little faith and I got a lot of glory, but there is a sad end to this girl arc story. Cause Buffy threw me out, smacked down on the lawn when she caught me messing around at the crack of dawn.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
I'm a mother loving T-Rex.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
I say words.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
Dog, yo.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
Now, ladies, to tell you the truth, I've been checking you out since the registration booth.
Come on, girls, join along and sing this song, cause me and Kyle gonna filk you all night long.
There's no need to make a fuss, cause all of your ass all belong to us.
If you don't like it, you all can just blow me. I'm getting more girlies than Ron myself, Tony.
Frisco to New York, Frogo to Dallas, shake it just like you're in Jabba's palace.
All the Mel Brooks chicks just do your thing like me, you'll know. Oh, it's
gonna be the king!
At this point in the song, it should be clear that we have a strange fascination with the rear.
So come on, get down with this fanboy sound, cause you're as hot as Julie Caitlin Brown.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
Put it in my way.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
Vigorously.
Shake that booty, fangirl, shake that booty.
In a circular motion.
Yeah, we did it!
Yes.
We covered the entire Luke song!
Yes, Kyle, we certainly did.
Peace out to Grandma!
And other relatives.
Peace out to Gabutira!
Oh, God, more Sentai stuff.
Henshin!
Oh, God.
It actually said Henshin in the lyrics. I didn't change that part. It was already there, Ian.
No one believes you. No one should believe it. Is that belt again?
Take the bass line out. No, you don't have to.
I can't take you anywhere.
In a different time, where no one's gone before, you came into my sight, so cute could not ignore. You purred at me, you purred at me, you purred at me. And I guess I didn't think that there would be a catch, and so I fell hard, and then I brought you back. Make such a mess now. Who knew you'd go multiplying? When I put you down, no, I didn't know the dribble that I brought in. So shame on me now. Who knew you'd go multiplying? Now I have so many more to pass around. Oh, oh,
dribbles, dribbles, dribbles.
Oh, oh,
space.
They do not seem to stop. The crew is obsessed.
They even got Spock. We're drowning, we're drowning, we're drowning. And now they're everywhere, on the bridge and in the fence. And when I order food, they come out instead. And now I see, now I see, now I see that it's gone wrong and it won't cease. And I realize the blame is on me. Hey! I didn't know the triple that I brought in would make such a mess now. Who knew you'd go multiplying? When I put you down, no, I didn't know the triple that I brought in. So shame on me now. Who knew you'd go multiplying? Now they're covering the cold hard ground. Oh, oh, yeah. Triples, triples, triples. Oh, oh, triples, triples, triples.
And it's all come clear. I'm wearing thin. I'm losing it. 'Cause all I think about is shooting them.
Man, some of these songs, I swear, sometimes. I mean, I love the funny stuff. That's why I play it, but holy crap, sometimes. Anyway, if you hate math, you get a real kick out of the next one. Again, this is your favorite figment of your imagination, the giant on a non-radio. Hello, SDF. I'm crazy, man.
Math is bullshit, it's all just made up. Science jerks invented numbers and said they do stuff. They made it all complex and made it hard to do, so they can sing, yeah, yeah, we're smarter than you.
But math is natural, it's found everywhere.
Oh yeah, then what's the fucking square root of a bear?
That's not how it works, you just don't see.
That sounds like more bullshit excuses to me.
But a bear isn't a number, you see, that's why.
So only your made-up constructs apply.
Numbers are made up, dude, your brain's not good.
Well, when's the last time you saw 12 sit in the woods? Math is bullshit, there's just no such thing. It's not like fucking fractions bloom in the spring. Science jerks made it up to pretend they got smart, so while the rest of us just sit around and laugh at our farts.
That's a universal language that we all understand.
Oh yeah, then why aren't equations read in poetry jams?
But you can use it to predict how the natural world works.
Then what's the average of a sunset and a pile of dirt?
Wait, just what? Please?
See your lies fall apart under close scrutiny.
But I need a drink.
See what happened there, bitch? I just taught you to think.
Oh.
Math is bullshit, you see what I mean? Calculators are just automated lying machines. Give it up, science jerks, now you've had your fun. But you've finally been exposed, your deception is done.
Clearly, I've wasted my entire life.
Thank you.
was a kid, my parents told me about a man who slipped through the chimney and slinking as sugar plums danced. Rumor is he leaves presents, but does that justify a B&E? I'm guarding my organs, 'cause I've been staying up scared to death of this. It seems like they want it.
Kill us all. song.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. Good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demands. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming. We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the doors, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. And I don't want to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and then you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
Gió đưa bụi chuối sau hè, anh mê vợ bé.
Yes, I am. I've got another meeting, Tom. Maybe we could wrap this up. I know we'll get to common ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. Glad to see you take constructive criticism well. And thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open. We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the doors, we'll all come inside and eat your brains.
It really helps if you're trying to talk on microphone and you unmute yourself. I just thought it was being funny. If the robots don't kill us, the zombies will. And then I played that song. Oops.
Like a rotten beast, man. So sit beside me, feeling like a
toilet bomb and a cement truck bomb, a water heater bomb. I got lots of bombs. I got half-scale models. I got safety goggles. I got black rim glasses. I got a walrus mustache. I'm a Mythbuster with a rocket sled. Mythbuster. Tip my hand in molten lead. Mythbuster. And I'm immune to bias. Logic. Mythbuster. Cause tonight we do science. Got a jitter rocket. Igniter in my pocket. Making new wax candles. Sporting duct tape sandals. Feel my plate is burning. Got a thirst for learning. Mixing Coke and Mentos. I'm shooting mad potatoes. Mythbuster with ballistics gel. Mythbuster. Build a Lego ball from hell. Mythbuster. And I'm immune to bias. Logic. Mythbuster. Cause tonight we do science. Is gonna die. Mythbuster. Dropping pennies from the sky. Mythbuster. And I'm immune to bias. Logic. Mythbuster. Cause tonight we do science. Nikola Tesla. For every man trying to make a pressurized explosive out of a 2-liter vial and some dry ice. Don't do that crap. Sing along. What do you want to be when you grow up? Good choice. I'm a science woman. With a rocket sled. Mythbuster. Tip my hand in molten lead. Mythbuster. And I'm immune to bias. Logic. Mythbuster. Cause tonight we do science.
Than the BBC can, cause the faceless ones at the top decided to erase all the tapes and clean shot. The Macra Terror was no match for the fury from the deep recesses of the BBC, who decided to reuse the tapes at a staggering pace, revolving round like a wheel in space. The invasion on the archives was a pitio. To me it feels like they erased my wedding video. Now I'm gripped in a web of fear that they may never reappear, and I'll have missed Deborah Watney's career. Now fanboys are on the crusade to try to find them, and they won't stop till every story is behind them. It's like they're returning crown jewels to the throne. It's a mission to the unknown.
Lost in time.
I met Deborah Watling at a con once.
Lost in time.
Before I had ever seen a single episode with Victoria.
Lost in time.
Talk about awkward dinner conversation.
Lost in time.
The savages
is at the BBC. Didn't want us to see what their team of myth makers had undertaken. They were mistaken, the episodes were forsaken, and their reign of terror was unshaken. Now it's up to the smugglers to try to bring them back and complete the collection. In my rack I need to fill in the gaps for my favorite show, but they could be on a moon base for all we know. Will they ever again be shown, man? I don't know, man. They're harder to find than the abominable snowman. Hopefully we may see them all once more in the future while I play Mario Galaxy 4. The Highlanders fought a whole war in their kilts. I wanna know how they do that on a family show. And I like the way Patrick Trapper frolics when he faces the evil of the Daleks.
Lost in time.
Marco! Now the show is a hit, so what are we gonna do with it?
Throw it away!
Right away, when we're through with it, nothing else to do since the show is no longer new.
Throw it away!
And the Avengers too, it's a popular show, but now the episodes have to go.
Throw it away!
Cause the future doesn't need to know.
Perhaps this was a mistake. If you happen to find an old Doctor Who episode, please return it to the BBC.
Every Christmas I ask the celestial toy maker, can you blame me for new episodes with Zoe and Jamie? I keep hoping the space pirates will bring them all back so I can see the underwater menace attack. The wiping of the tapes was worse than the massacre of St. Bartholomew's Eve, and I'm cursing that it has occurred, and even the power of the Daleks couldn't stop it. And now we can't even Photoshop it. Scientists have actually found a real 10th planet. Somehow that was easier, but I don't understand it. They'll probably find real ice warriors too before we're missing Doctor Who.
Lost in time.
97 episodes of Doctor Who are missing.
Lost in time.
26 stories are missing or incomplete.
Lost in time.
But the world is never going to lose a single episode of Honey Boo Boo.
Lost in time. Lost in time.
Wish I were a little bit better at rap, and I'd put the feather to cap in the manner of mapping what happened. Now Front a lot achieved something, that's what they'd say. He went from terrible to mediocre, maybe okay. Could be in the cards later, as of yet not quite. Of the hand the mic, then of the tongue the slights. How to pull tricks on the ear.
You rap well.
Thanks for your sincerity, but prepare to see dispelled any notion of my aptitude that you once held. Could fit what's felt through the buttonhole in my lapel. Slim as sprout of a mic technique, clipped and cut. Try to reseed after I get dug out my rut, which could occur in my fantasies. Improve each night, real life flags afterwards, perhaps out of spite. For it's after hours, cousin so far favored by me in the trajectory dream. Eventually reigns supreme.
If I were better, better rapping, you wouldn't need a napkin wadded up in your ear to keep out the noise I make with my voice. If I were better at rapping, I wonder what would happen. Would everybody holler and cheer when I finished a verse? Would they be sad to disperse?
Wish I'd started earlier, I'd be better by now. Maybe might have hit the pinnacle, I'd be settling down. But I'd settle a frown on my face at that conjecture to cultivate the vocal. The cadence and the texture, the lecture I give with it when I rap a rhyme to such a top condition. Graft improvement over time would indicate my origin at age -9. Even then, barely any better than already I'm. So
unhinge the daydream, go delve deep.
If I were better at rapping, wouldn't people seek a peep or a full-blown rooster report from the front? Kinda think that they might. My style's whack, let's be blunt, let's lay it on the table. Front a lot could enhance rather drastically before you'd even hazard my stance. Did I stand such a height above once I done? Promise I'll get better at it if I can when it's spun.
If I were better at rapping, you wouldn't need a napkin wadded up in your ear to keep out the noise I make with my voice. If I were better at rapping, I wonder what would happen. Would everybody holler and cheer when I finished a verse? Would they be sad to disperse? If I were better at rapping, you wouldn't need a napkin wadded up in your ear to keep out the noise.